they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
And a short time to get there. Time is bound to watch old Bandit run.
The late, great Jerry Reed, man. Nick DiGilio and 720 WGN. Happy Friday, everybody. Fly Jams Friday coming up, all our regular features. Kelly Leonard from Second City is going to join us after the news. All right, that is from Smokey and the Bandit, and I have 13 fast facts about Smokey and the Bandit. Now, Dan, you've seen Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes.
Did you know that for about 6 of the 10 years that Andy Herman and I worked together, he had not seen Smokey and the Bandit?
Wow.
And we did an entire segment after he had seen it, about an hour long.
Did he take notes?
He did. He took copious notes. Because I kept screaming at him. Like, you know, we talk about Smokey and the Bandit. He'd like, I've never seen it. And I'm like, what? What? Move to Russia. So, here are some facts. It was based on real Coors banquet beer problem. Hal Needham was Burt Reynolds' stuntman for many years. And so Needham was in Georgia. He was as a stunt double on the movie Gator. And the driver captain brought a case of Coors beer from California and brought it over to Needham's hotel room. And then he noticed that a maid kept stealing the beers from the fridge. And there was an article from Time Magazine in 74 about how Coors was unavailable east of the Mississippi because the beer was not pasteurized and needed constant refrigeration. So he came up with the idea that a good movie could be made of bootlegging Coors. And thus the genius of it was born. Here's another little fact. Burt Reynolds' friends begged him not to do it. Hal Needham, who was living in Burt Reynolds' pool house for 12 years, presented his landlord and close friend with the script for Smokey and the Bandit. It was written on yellow legal pads. Real shocker. Reynolds told Needham that if he could get the money to shoot it, he'd star in it. And according to Burt Reynolds' autobiography, his friends would get down on their knees with tears in their eyes and beg him not to do it. Sally Field only did it because she was seen as ugly. She said, I did Smokey and the Bandit because Sybil was coming out, and everyone said, whoa, the work is extraordinary, but man, she's ugly. And I thought, okay, if I can play a character that Burt Reynolds is supposed to be attracted to, maybe other people will find me attractive. Hal Needham couldn't get all the cars he wanted, at least for the first movie. In the first movie, he wanted 6 Trans Ams. They could only give him 4, and they wrecked all 4 of them. He wanted 4 Bonnevilles for Jackie Gleason. They only got 2, and they wrecked both of those. But on the second movie, he got 10 Trans Ams and 55 Bonnevilles. Universal cut the budget. They cut $1 million out of the budget because Burt would not take a cut in salary. Let me look at a couple more here. They wanted Richard Boone to play. The studio wanted Richard Boone instead of Jackie Gleason to play the part. Wow.
That would never have worked.
No way.
No.
Buford Justice was based on someone that Burt Reynolds' father used to hang out with. And he was the one, and this was in Florida. He used to hang out with a police chief, a Florida police chief, who actually used to say, some bitch, instead of son of a bitch. Some bitch. Jackie Gleason ad-libbed. There's a quote that says, Burt Reynolds once wrote, he never said a single word that was in the script, Jackie Gleason. Gleason enjoyed, quote-unquote, hamburgers on the set. Jackie Gleason would often ask his assistant a lot, his name was Mal, for a hamburger, which was code for a large glass of bourbon. And then the best quote of all time, the best part of it, this is the best fact ever, Alfred Hitchcock loved Smokey and the Bandit. His daughter Patricia revealed that every Wednesday her father would screen films on the lot at his office, and the last one he ever screened was Smokey and the Bandit. It was his favorite film of the last 15 years.
That's awesome.
There you go. Some facts about Smokey and the Bandit. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do facts about Roadhouse this morning. But we're going to take a break. Kelly Leonard is going to join me after the news, which is next. All right. You know, a little earlier we were talking about some facts about Smokey and the Bandit. And now, Vic, you've seen Smokey and the Bandit, haven't you?
I love that movie.
Isn't it the best?
Tell me, you'll know this. One of my favorite lines in the movie, I think, came from that movie. And I think, is there a scene? There's a scene where they're chasing the bandit through, like, one of those old wooden roller coasters, right? Isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, that part where...
I think it's in part 2.
Oh, is it part 2?
And the roller coaster completely collapses.
Yeah, and one of the – so we're getting off topic because it's two. We're talking
no, that's
about,
okay. Go ahead.
There's a line where somebody says, where are we going? And the other guy goes, I don't know, but we're making good time.
Yeah.
That's my favorite line.
Yeah. That actually might be in Cannonball Run.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because that sounds like a line that would be in Cannonball Run because they had to – travel across the country as quickly as possible.
Oh, you're right. That's, I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's
well, right. No, actually, it might be Smokey and the Bandit as well because, like, both. Now, do you remember Smokey and the Bandit 2? Do you remember the plot? Does anybody remember the plot of Smokey and the Bandit 2?
What were they supposed to run across the country again with?
A pregnant elephant.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is a horrible movie. A horrible movie. And I remember when I saw it, it came out a couple of years after Smokey and the Bandit. And so I was like 15, and I went to see it, and I thought, oh, this is pretty funny. It's okay. It's not as good as the first one. Years later, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God, is this bad.
Now, wasn't there a Cannonball Run where there was a elephant in the second one or something? I vaguely remember.
The only time I remember, I don't think there's an elephant in the Cannonball Run movies, but I know Smokey and the Bandit Part 2 is about them. They have a pregnant elephant. They're driving across country to get the elephant there. And they pick up Dom DeLuise.
That's why I remember that.
At a truck stop. He's a doctor.
Right.
So they they throw him in the back of a truck with the elephant.
And so that was Smokey and the Bandit 2?
Yeah.
All right, because most of the same guys were in Cannonball.
Well, yeah.
And that's why I got the two confused.
And Hal Needham directed all of those movies. Right. So, yeah, no. It's crazy. You know what's really funny? If you go back and you watch Cannonball Run 2, and that's a stupid sentence right there. You go back and watch Cannonball Run 2, Sinatra's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so at one point they go into Sinatra's office. It's like DeLuise and Burt Reynolds. I can't remember who the female lead was. Farrah Fawcett was in the first one. I don't think she was in the second one. I can't remember. But anyway, they're in Sinatra's office, and there's a scene with Sinatra. You watch that scene... clearly Sinatra's not in the same room with them.
Oh, the way they've edited it.
Yeah. Clearly Sinatra was like, just bring a camera to the office. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do it when I want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not flying anywhere. I'm not going to do the scene with those idiots. You want me in the movie? Just do it that way. So I'm sure it probably took 20 minutes to shoot the scene. They probably sent the second unit director out there, set the camera up, one camera, one take, aimed it at Sinatra. Sinatra said his lines. End of story, and then they edited it to make it look like they were all in the same room.
I got to go back and look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It's been ages since I saw those.
The second Cannonball Run, they're both terrible, but they're fun. Both
they're
of them
fun.
Are
fun. Yeah.
No, but they suck. They're bad movies.
Yes, but they're fun with all the different actors who were in them.
The thing about Cannonball Run is that is a 90-minute movie promoting drinking and driving. The whole movie, Terry Bradshaw and Mel Tillis are a team. I mean, right there, right that sentence right there. Terry Bradshaw is teamed up with Mel Tillis because it's funny when guys stutter. That's hilarious, especially when they're drunk. They've got, at one point in the movie when they're preparing for the race, they're just putting cases of beer in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we got plenty. Anyway,
sorry, I just
So Cannonball Run 2. Yeah. The best part of Cannonball Run 2 is the cameo, and this is another ridiculous sentence that's going to come out of my mouth. The finest scene in Cannonball Run 2 is the cameo by Charles Nelson Reilly. Charles Nelson Reilly is hilarious in Cannonball Run 2, and it's ridiculous. Like his cameo is like completely over the top and ridiculous. So. But anyway, so those are some facts we had about Smokey and the Bandit. I now have some facts about Roadhouse, the masterpiece starring Patrick Swayze. We'll get to that in a second. First, here's Victor on WGN. Hey, Victor.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, it was actually in the first movie.
It wasn't.
It was a roller coaster.
That wasn't Smokey and the Bandit in the first one?
It was in the Smokey and the Bandit, the first one.
I don't remember. Why don't I remember the roller coaster collapsing?
Yeah, he hit Buford hit the one post, and all from the whole roller coaster went down.
Okay, and so now, but that line about getting there, making great time, or whatever, is that in the first one as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Vic was right.
I watched it last night.
I watched it last night. Yeah, there you go. That's my kind of listener. These are the kind of people that listen to my show. People who watched Smokey and the Bandit last night. That's what I'm talking about.
Can't get enough of it.
All right, bud.
Because I got all three series at home.
Yeah. Okay, man. Take care.
You too, bud.
There you go. Take care. I just watched Smokey and the Bandit last night.
And you know what I've looked for? I've looked for not Smokey and the Bandit, because I watched it, I think, 2 weeks ago when I noticed that it was like the anniversary. But on Prime, that I have, Amazon Prime, I still can't get Cannonball Run.
The original?
It's not available.
Wow.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
It's been out for so long, and
yeah,
usually those are available for free in Prime.
You would think.
Yeah.
It's Cannonball Run, for God's sake.
I know. Well, there's so many people in it, maybe they had to get the rights from everyone to...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But it was very cool. And you're right. It's stupid funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Smokey and the Bandit's not a masterpiece either. It's a pretty stupid movie, but it's classic.
Right.
And the reason why I love Smokey and the Bandit as much as I do is just because of Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason is unbelievably funny in that movie.
He does make the movie.
Oh,
he really does.
He's unbelievably funny in that movie. Hey, pretty lady. Hey, nice lady. I'll take a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. And make it quick. And I had no idea what a Diablo sandwich was. Dan, look up Diablo sandwich. It's a thing. And I just thought, like, I remember we were talking about it during that time when Andy Herman, my old producer who produces Outside the Loop Radio, which we'll get the details on coming up, hadn't seen the movie. And we were talking about it, and I had no idea what a Diablo sandwich was. I was like, what? He orders a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. And then, Dan, what's a Diablo sandwich?
1 pound lean ground beef, browned. 1 packet taco seasoning mix. 1 cup whole kennel corn, frozen or canned. 1 cup diced tomato, lettuce, and sour cream. And according to the burger buns. Directions. Combine all ingredients except lettuce and sour cream in a pan for 15 minutes to an hour. The longer, the better. Lay out lettuce on bottom of toasted buns. Scoop out even amounts of meat mixture onto buns. 316. Follow with a dollop of... follow with a dollop of sour cream. Best served with fries and a Dr. Pepper.
There you go.
Wow.
That sounds good. I'd eat a Diablo sandwich.
That's some good eating.
And he shoves it in his face, too. Thank you, nice lady. And then he, like, burps in Burt Reynolds' face. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the facts about Patrick Swayze's masterpiece, Roadhouse, which is such a fantastic movie. And one of my favorite facts ever, and I knew this one. There were some facts on this list that I didn't know. But there's one fact that's on this list. Dan, you've read this, right?
I did, yes.
The one involving the Murray brothers is one of the greatest. That was a thing that I knew about. It's one of the funniest things ever.
It is.
It's unbelievable. All right. That's coming up. Roadhouse facts are coming up. And then after 3:30, we'll jump into our regular features right here on Friday. And it's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5. And at 6 o'clock, my buddy, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And then make sure you tune in at 10 o'clock for the Walk of Fame ceremony. It's going to be fantastic. 7 awesome people, all of whom I've worked with. I've had the honor of working with all of them. In fact, I actually, when Floyd Brown retired, I took over his time slot and ruined it.
You didn't.
All 7 of these great people, deservedly so, will be honored later this morning at 10 o'clock. So make sure you tune in for that. All right. 10 facts that you probably didn't know about Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse. Here's the thing about Roadhouse. It rules. That's it. That's it. Now, Dan, you've seen Roadhouse, obviously.
I have indeed, yes.
Because, you're of the age that, like, you probably, I'm assuming, saw it while you were in college. That would be my guess.
No, that was one of those movies on HBO that I was old enough to realize that I shouldn't be watching it and would, grab 5-minute mix here when my parents were, like, cooking dinner and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it was like one of those forbidden HBO movies. I see.
Before we get too far along, Texers are letting us know that the roller coaster scene is in 2.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It's in part 2. Right. That's what I thought. Because I know every frame of the first Smokey and the Bandit. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you, Texters. All right. Anyway, so Roadhouse is it's a fascinating, crazy movie. And I remember the first time I saw it, my friends and I go, and this was the amazing thing about this movie is that Roadhouse is now it's become like it's a full on cult classic. You know, people love it. People watch it all the time, and it's insanely violent. Incredibly over the top and vulgar, and there's nudity and boobs and blood and, you know. And it's just, the first time I saw it, I was stunned. I didn't expect it to be like that. This was Swayze's follow-up to Dirty Dancing. People don't really remember that, but Dirty Dancing, which is like one of the most sweet, old-fashioned, corny movies, PG, you know, and he becomes like an idol, like his career goes through the roof after that. And he follows it up with Roadhouse. And people thought it was like the weirdest career move ever was to, you know, follow Dirty Dancing with Roadhouse. And then like after Roadhouse came out and was not a box office success, by the way, it was not. He went back and said, oh, you know what? I should probably do this movie Ghost and get back to what people like about me. They clearly don't like me ripping guys' throats out. my friends and I, and hey, listen, Joe went, and my friend Scott Oaken, who likes to bust chairs at Hooters Bryan Adams concerts, we all go, and we have this thing about my friends and I at that time, and still to this day, we're equal opportunity. We think men should get as naked as women in movies. It just seems fair, you know, like if the woman's going to take her clothes off, the guy should take his pants off. You know, it only seems fair to me. So when that happens, whenever there was a period of time when we would see guys take their pants off in a movie, we would applaud in the theater. And Swayze's got an ass shot in Roadhouse that's like 40 seconds long, and it's just his butt. Kathleen Wilhout comes up, you know, to bring him breakfast or something when he's living above the stables. And she comes up, and it's just he gets out of bed, and it's like a 40-second shot of his ass. And we just went, oh, yes. And everybody in the theater thought we were completely idiotic, which we were. All right, but here's some facts. First of all, I would just like to say that the movie was written by a woman. This is not a fact that's on here. But the movie was written by a woman and directed by a man named Rowdy. I'm not making that up. You can't make that up. Roadhouse was written by a woman and directed by a guy named Rowdy. And that's exactly why it turned out the way it did. All right. The theatrical trailer for the movie was filmed with scenes that were left on the cutting room floor. Some sources say the trailer had the most scenes ever that weren't in an actual movie. The scenes included the Keith David story arc and dialogue, bouncers in ballet onesies, and another fight between Dalton and the knife boot dude. See, I haven't seen the trailer. I have to look it up now. And I remember Keith David not being in it very much. You put Keith David in a movie, you put Keith David in the movie, and you give him stuff to do. He's in The Nice Guys, by the way, Keith David. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. He's got like an extended crazy fight scene with Russell Crowe in The Nice Guys. Women became a nuisance to the filming as tons of them showed up to ogle at Swayze in his karate casual. A female extra tripped and spilled some drinks on some other extras when she was blinded by the raw sexuality radiating from Swayze's mullet. Everyone did their own stunts in the movie while they were filming. Marshall Teague, who played Jimmy, accidentally clocked Swayze with a real log during one of their fights. Marshall Teague, by the way, who played Jimmy, has one of the greatest lines. He's got one of the greatest lines in film history. And I remember the first time I saw the movie, it's like during their big fight scene at the end, like right before Swayze rips his throat out. They're beating the crap out of each other on the beach. And that's the scene where he gets bashed with a log, but they're beating the hell out of each other. And at one point, he's got Swayze like in a headlock, and he has one of the greatest lines. Dan, you know what the line I'm talking about?
I do not.
Okay, this is the line. This is what he says in the heat of the battle. He says, I used to blank guys like you in prison. That's the greatest line, one of the greatest lines in the history of all cinema. The first time I heard that line, my friends and I just went, what did he just say? This is the greatest movie ever made. Swayze had to have fluid drained from his knee while filming it because pain really does hurt. Yeah, man, pain don't hurt. Remember he goes to the hospital and Kelly Lynch, like he of course finds the hottest doctor ever. And he brings his medical charts with him. And she goes, I'm going to give you a local. You remember this? He gets cut with the blade. He's got the cut on his ribs. I'm going to give you a local. No, I don't want a local. Ooh, Swayze doesn't need a local. Because he's Swayze. And then, like, he's like, pain don't hurt. This is the greatest movie ever. How can you not love Sam Elliott in this movie? Sam Elliott is the king of the universe in it. So, all right, we have to take a break here for the news. We'll come back. I'll finish up the facts about Roadhouse, and then we'll jump into our regular features on this Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday, coming up after 4, right here on WGN. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we've got all our regular features coming up right here. And you got Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up. Plus, Outside the Loop Radio, we'll get the details on what's coming up on that show, which airs tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And Fly Jams Friday, all coming up right here. And we're talking about facts about Roadhouse. But I wanted to mention, I forgot to mention this. Dan, you remember the name of the documentary that Eric Childress reviewed about Smokey and the Bandit? Remember, he saw it at a film festival. It's going to be on. Yeah. It's going to be on CMT, the country music. I think it might just be called Bandit. Maybe
that sounds right.
But I know Roger, you'd probably be interested in this. But there's a documentary that's going to air on CMT about Smokey and the Bandit, all about the making of it. And it's got interviews with present day with like Burt Reynolds and a whole bunch of other people. And Eric Childress reviewed it at one. I think it was South by Southwest.
It was, and it isn't called The Bandit.
It's called The Bandit.
And he liked it. It was good.
He said it was great.
Awesome.
He said it was great. And so I don't know when he said it. I think it airs Labor Day weekend. If I remember correctly, I know he said it, that there was a date for it already. And I think it was Labor Day weekend, and it's on CMT.
So not until September, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But he saw it. He saw it at South by Southwest, and he thought it was great. And he immediately, like, it was one of the first movies he talked about because he knows how much I love Smokey and the Bandit. So he's like, Nick, you're going to do this movie. It's called The Bandit. It's all about the making of Smokey and the Bandit. And I'm like, I hope it's 5 hours long. So anyway,
that's so great.
I wanted to throw that out there. Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to some of the Roadhouse. Here's one that blew my mind. Facts about Roadhouse. And Vic, have you seen Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you have to love it.
Oh,
you have
do,
to.
Yeah.
Roger,
I can probably just about finish any quote from that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, it's the best. And Roger, have you?
You know, I've seen bits and pieces. I never went to see it originally.
You know, Sam Elliott is amazing in this movie. One of my favorite scenes in the movie is when he calls him up. He calls up Sam Elliott, and he's asking him how. And Sam Elliott is the greatest cooler of all time, because there's a difference. There are bouncers and coolers. Swayze is the cooler. He's in charge of the bouncers. He is the cooler. They are the bouncers. And the greatest cooler in the history of bars is played by Sam Elliott. And Sam Elliott, he's talking on the phone, and Swayze's like, how you doing? He goes, yeah, I'm all right. and he goes, where are you working? He tells him where he's working. He goes, this place is so bad, filled with so many idiots, that there's a there's a sign in the men's room above the urinals that says, don't eat the big white mint.
I remember that.
Not a bad impersonation either.
Oh, Sam Elliott, man. It's beef, it's what for dinner.
That's right.
But and then, like, his entrance when he rides up on the chopper in front of the bar, and the bar is called the Double Deuce. You remember he gets off the bike. He just kind of looks up, and he goes, the Double Deuce. The best movie. All right. Anyway, now this is going to blow your mind. Vic, you know the movie.
I know it pretty well.
Okay, Kelly Lynch was not the original choice for the part of the doctor, the woman that he starts to date. Annette Bening was fired from the movie because there was no chemistry between her and Swayze. Could you imagine Annette Bening in that movie?
No.
She got cast in that movie. Wow. Unbelievable.
That's an odd choice.
Yeah.
She's great.
I love her, but I can't, you know.
Yeah. She probably could have pulled it off.
Oh, she would have pulled it off. She probably got fired because she was too good, because Kelly Lynch, not a very good actress.
I kind of fell in love with her, though.
Oh, no. Listen, she's easy on the eyes,
right,
my friend.
Right.
She was also in Drugstore Cowboy, and she ruled in Drugstore Cowboy. Mm. How about this? Swayze's speech to the bouncers at the Double Deuce about the rules was used in NYPD training. Be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Hmm.
Ah. Like the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, Swayze contributed his singing. He sings Cliff's Edge and Raising Heaven and Hell tonight.
Wow.
Did you know that She's Like the Wind? You know that sort of She's Like the Wind from Dirty Dancing?
Right.
That was not written for Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Swayze wrote that song for Grandview, USA. He wrote it for the Jamie Lee Curtis character.
Oh.
And they didn't use it in Grandview, USA. So he's like, let's use it in this. So they used it in Dirty Dancing. Roadhouse was the first movie given the Riff Tracks treatment by Michael J. Nelson. Nelson, of course, used to be the head writer and star of Mystery Science Theater 3000, and he has an obsession with Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. And who doesn't, really? I mean, honestly, who doesn't have an obsession with Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse? All right, and then finally, and this is my favorite, and I knew about this one. You know, of the 10 fantastic facts about Roadhouse, this is the only one that I knew. And this is one of my favorites. One of the four Murray brothers, either Bill, Joel, John, or Brian Doyle, always calls Kelly Lynch's husband, Mitch Glazer, who's a movie producer, whenever Roadhouse is on television, and they take great joy in telling Glazer that Kelly Lynch is naked with Patrick Swayze.
That's Bill Murray. I knew that one.
Yep, but
I heard that they
switch off all four brothers.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah. Bill Murray. I would imagine this when Roadhouse and Roadhouse is on cable all the time. I would imagine Mitch Glazer's phone rings off the hook because there are four Murray brothers, and I don't know if they take turns or all four of them separately call him. Yeah, your wife's on TV. She's naked with Swayze. That's what they did. Every time it's on, the Murray brothers do that. You got to love that, man. You got to love that. So anyway, there you go. Some facts about Roadhouse.
Very cool.
I'm telling you, man, it's such a great movie.